Hello, it's another dose of the daily. 13 seasons is a whole lot of football memories. What's to become of the tush push? Farewell, Jason Kelce. Eagles have a tremendous hole to plug on the O-line. No official word from Nova control room on Fletch yet, though, although the media is abuzz that he will be sunsetting this for the 2024 season. But if and when that official note comes, that'll be two major holes, and that on defense. But wait, late breaking, we're keeping veteran defensive end Brandon Graham, and I quote direct from message that hit me inbox. The Eagles announced on Saturday that they have agreed to terms with defensive end Brandon Graham on a one-year contract extension for the 2024 season, a first-round pick in 2010. The longest tenured player on the team will return for a franchise record 15th season, end quote. Now, that's what I call a good roster move. Hopeful we maintain as much a remaining core squad to retain that grit identity. Whole new standard, eh? Eyes on free agency. Then there's the draft. Other league intrigue. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a Wilson sighting in New York and Pittsburgh. I can definitely envision an upspark in Steeltown if a deal is done. Psst, hey Russell, don't be lured astray by more green tossed your way. Wink, wink. Let's get ready to rumble! Loved that guy. I used to joke with family and friends, the longer he held that rumble note, the more he was getting paid. Notice the shortness of my legato. Now, I'm not much of a boxing enthused muse, but Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson? This will be tremendously entertaining, if not to see if the Bulldog still got it. More box, no bite, please, Big Mike. Keep that Netflix account up to date, y'all, and be prepared to upgrade or pay-per-view live privileges. My weak rat shot, close to my heart. Veteran support, mental health, shout out to Paul Johnson, U.S. Navy. Much love to my late grandpa, World War II Navy vet, repping team red, white, and blue. Tracking cross from across the country from LA and routed to the NYC. Search Paul Johnson's tracker for how you can support his run, our veterans, and mental health. I've been cycling, on a personal note, I've been cycling over 100 miles a week when I injured my bike. Not me, my bike. Wore it out. I gotta wait 3 weeks for a replacement part. Wishing I had insurance on it so I can use a rental till the fix. Now, that's an awesome idea for on-road cycling. I'm stationary. Not so much stationary for, I suppose, for that idea. Where's that warranty paperwork? Again, please search Paul Johnson's tracker site to find out how you can support this very, very worthy. Some balm of Gilead. Philly hurting folks. A moment of meditation for the kids shot and or wounded from death squad gunfire while waiting after school for SEPTA the bus in northeast section of the city. There have been 4 such violent acts involving SEPTA buses within days. An all too familiar occurrence, shootings involving kids or mass transportation. None should become numb, dumb, or grow cold. Community and law enforcement must step up, that's a given, efforts to address all the issues contributing to this onslaught of terror. I'm hoping that during the off-season, birds who actually live in Philly on and off-season will take this up, take this worthy endemic up under their wings, and use their influence to assist. Support community they not only play for, but say they love and will do whatever they can to ensure Philadelphia moves forward positively. Quoting Lane Johnson, who posted on his social media, this has to stop. This is right outside the same school that I visited back in November to meet students and talk about my mental health journey, end quote. Actually, continuing on with that quote, love your classmates and community. Do better, Philly, end quote. Philly got the love. Mamas, papas, aunties, uncles, sisters, brothers, cousins, kin, and friends. Many rely on SEPTA, living just enough in the city. They need empowerment, support, hope. Give young people more accessibility to choose something better, fueling desire to work for it. I've ridden SEPTA with these kids and their mamas and papas. All of us living just enough in the city. I remember after work standing outside with the crowd of the mamas and the papas and the sisters and the cousins and all. Then, you know, we're all waiting for our schedule to come down the line here. And just seeing, just the spirit of Philadelphia is so vibrant. I love it. I miss it. You know, I'm not that far away. I too am hoping for a reunion of Return Philadelphia. Wink, wink. Hopefully my deal will come into fruition and get done. Hence why I am resuming podcasting these little nuggets and hopefully some positivity is infused. At any rate, I remember there used to be this family, a father and I think his sons and perhaps a daughter. But during the summer times, they would be out there in a way, I guess they were earning their living just enough in this city. Was to have the family as a whole play percussion. And they would also be offering the Gatorade. That's a Philly thing, offering Gatorade in the summertime to stay hydrated. My motto is drink water, but hey, Gatorade is, you know, that's the nectar of athletes also. So I just remember seeing that and just the spirit of Philadelphia is that daily grind. But that being said, birds, use your influence. Use your influence. Give these kids who I have ridden with on the daily. Another personal note, I came up during a decade where choices were outside your door, down the street, or nearby in the neighborhood. I was an avid reader from 3, 4 years old. And when the bookmobile rolled up and barked, guess who dropped everything? Even watching my younger siblings, them knuckleheads, not even promise of bringing some good story time reads back would keep them from following after me. Some of these kids, not just in Philly, but across the country, particularly focused in urban areas where tons of CDBG, community development, block grant funding gets tossed. And ask yourself something, how did the COVID monies allotted, aka gifted to states and locals, get spent? These young folks step outside, they're not seeing, hearing many, if any, hopeful options, where much of the fundings should have been invested. Playgrounds are sweet, daycares, date recreation centers, if not, you know, just really leveled up. You know, these, they're nice, they're sweet, but oftentimes they are private donor gifts. Don't let partnerships masquerade wool over the community's eyes. What they got are individuals sitting, standing, or riding around otherwise, plotting or peddling death when they step outside. These death squad members have made their choices. They've sold their souls. The young people I'm talking about, I rode with on the daily grind, just getting out of school, none of whom were ever violent or unruly anytime while I was on board. It's the vulnerable ones whose choices are yet to be made, whose choices yet to make, getting swept up, run interference birds. The mamas, papas, aunties, uncles, sisters, brothers, cousins, kin, and friends tossing you the rock. They need you to show you to, they need you to show up more, care, give them access, give them choices. Faith, hope, and love, greatest. Faith without works is dead. Where there is life, there is hope. Keep your head up, Philly. Don't give up on love. There is a balm in Gilead. Get your next shot of the Daily Dose right here. Right here.